Hey, everybody. Pastor Chuck Allen here, back with another weekday podcast, and it's Good Friday. I mean, it feels like just yesterday was Christmas, and Good Friday should cause us to think about one word, pain, but maybe in a different way, because today I want to talk about the power found in the pain and take a little reflection with me on Good Friday. It's the day when the sky went dark, when the air went still, and when hope, at least for a while, seemed dead as a hammer. And for all the color and joy that's coming on Sunday morning, we can't rush past the pain of Friday, because without that pain, there's no resurrection. You can't have the empty tomb without an old rugged cross. We love the sound of resurrection power. It feels like victory, like freedom, like rebirth. But none of that happens without betrayal or blood or the weight of a wooden beam pressed against a bruised shoulder. Eugene Peterson's The Message tells us in Isaiah 53:5, it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins. He took the punishment, and that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. And if you sit with that for just a moment, you start to realize how personal Good Friday really is. Jesus isn't dying for sin in some abstract theological cloud. He's enduring your shame, my lies, our selfishness. He's taking on all of humanity's rebellion and absorbing it with love so fierce that it stretches his arm wide enough to hold the whole wide world. When you read the story slowly, especially through The Message in Luke 22 and 23, the scenes are wildly human. Judas, one of his closest friends, walks up and kisses him for 30 coins. Peter curses and denies even knowing him. Roman soldiers mock him. They strip him, they beat him, and they press thorns into his scalp. And right there, in all that chaos, Jesus remains love embodied. He doesn't turn cynical. He doesn't retaliate. He looks up at the very people hammering nails through his wrists and says, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Y'all, that's not weakness. That is divine, overwhelming, heavenly strength. That's the power of the resurrection already pulsing through Good Friday. Because the resurrection power isn't just what brings dead things back to life. It's what allows love to bloom in places covered in hate. It's what lets mercy speak louder than accusation. It's what lets Jesus declare, even in agony, you are still worth it. You see, Good Friday doesn't show us a passive victim. It shows us a Savior who chose the cross. He wasn't trapped there. He could have called down 10,000 angels, but he stayed for you, for me, for everyone who'd ever believe that maybe their past has finally disqualified them from grace. And Paul writes in Philippians 3, "I gave up all that inferior stuff so I could know Christ personally, experience his resurrection power, be a partner in his suffering, and go all the way with him to death itself." If there's any way to get in on the resurrection from the dead, I want to do it, Paul says. That's the secret right there. You can't separate suffering from the resurrection. You can't stand in victory unless you've walked through surrender. And maybe that's God's word for somebody today. Don't waste your Fridays. The pain you're in, the loss, the betrayal, the prayers that went unanswered, those aren't proof that God's absent. They're often the very soil where resurrection power takes root. In your weakness, God is still at work. In your grief, he's not gone. He's gathering all the broken pieces. Rolling stones that you can't move, turning your "it is finished" into "he is risen." When we worship on Easter morning, we're celebrating the proof that pain isn't the final word. But today, on Good Friday, we remember that Jesus gave that victory a cost. He went through every kind of suffering imaginable so that your suffering would never be wasted. He was abandoned so you'd never be alone. He was cursed so that blessing could reach you. He was nailed down so your soul could finally be free. That's resurrection power. It's not just the kind that empties tombs. It's the kind that fills hearts. It's the divine power of a Savior who says, "Yes, it hurts, but wait, Sunday's coming." So today, wherever you are, in your car, walking, sitting in the quiet, take a deep breath and remember. If Good Friday teaches us anything, it's that God brings his greatest miracles out of humanity's darkest moments. The cross was pain, but it was also power. The crucifixion looked like defeat, but it was actually a setup for victory. Because Jesus didn't die for us, he died as us, so that we could live through him. So hold on to that. When you don't understand, when it feels like Saturday, like all the light is gone, remember, resurrection is inevitable for the one who trusts Jesus. Darkness never gets the last word. Death never gets the final say, and love always has one more move. And that's the power of Good Friday. Not just the day that everything fell apart, but the day where everything fell in place. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on today's Weekday Podcast.